to all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Why is it, Samantha, that I can remember that from the 70s or the 80s, but I can't remember everyday things that I got to remember?
Because you don't remember them, Lisa.
I don't even remember them. I don't remember every day. There's a list of things that I'm sure in my mind I don't remember. But my childhood phone number, I remember.
Yeah, but how important is it if you don't remember it?
I don't know, because I don't remember. It could be really important. I don't remember how important it might be, because I don't remember.
That's the problem.
That's the problem, right?
You don't remember what you're supposed to remember, and you don't remember if it's important or not. So how are you supposed to be more concerned about something you don't remember if you don't remember if it's important?
Right, but thank God I can remember every 80s song in the world. I'm glad that I still remember that, but yeah. where I put my pen 5 minutes ago, I don't remember. Right? Where I put my office keys, I don't remember. It's hard to know what you're supposed to remember if you're not remembering.
Like, do you have to start like pinning things to yourself? Like, do you have to
then
pin?
I'm just a big sticky note?
Right.
I'm just a walking sticky note.
Do you start wearing like a pen that screws on to like a toggle?
Now you're saying my life becomes nothing but a dummy string? Everything is attached. Like my mittens are attached to me. My pen's attached to me.
Everything becomes a dummy.
Now I feel that you're taking now you're taking my thing and you're making it funny, which I wish I didn't remember.
Well, do you remember you have a sense of humor? Because that would be important.
I always remember that.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Enough with that. Hey, enough. Stop.
Oh, Samantha. Five? Just lightening up just lightening things up a little bit, right?
All right, Lisa.
Right, just a little making faces at you.
Uh-huh.
Did you grow up believing that if you made a face, it could stay like that?
Well, that's what your parents told you.
Right? That's what they told us. They brainwashed us with that.
Right? Just like if you swallowed your gum, your
bum would stick. Oh, I was told my bum would stick shut.
Okay.
I'm going to go on the record. It did not. It's total myth. That's Mythbuster. It did not stick shut.
It did not stick shut. Yes.
You know, and you can't swallow the watermelon seed because then you're going to have a watermelon in there.
Growing in your stomach.
Yeah, that I might almost believe, actually.
Well, it depends on your gut flora, I suppose.
Right. Just saying, right? I have a little bit of like a watermelon belly.
Well, you do.
Right. So it's...
Oh my God, that's your problem. You're growing a watermelon.
For the last 45 years.
Yeah.
Right?
That's your problem.
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe they need to do a test.
Little baby watermelons everywhere.
Maybe. And then maybe I'm not really... Maybe that's all just like an illusion. That's why it's hard. It's an illusion.
And it just doesn't know how to get out of your stomach.
It's got no clue. It just wants some help, right? I don't know. Whatever. How's your week been, Samantha?
It's been good, Lisa.
Good. Weather, hot and smoky, Lisa. A little bit of rain every now and then, but nothing too crazy.
Well, it's supposed to get bad later on today.
Yeah, well, here, I know, right? Okay, daytime storm or nighttime storm?
I think this is more of a nighttimer.
What do you prefer?
Doesn't bother me one way or the other.
I don't like a nighttime storm because that interferes with my sleeping, right? And I don't appreciate that.
I think that's funny coming from you.
I know, right? But I'm fully ready, right? Everything's charged. God, okay. I'm ready to go just in case because I don't want to be caught off guard with no phone, right? That would be the worst.
Would be the worst.
So, Samantha, I've got some really, really big news I haven't even shared with you yet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Guess what we got? We got two new ducks.
Like live ducks?
Quack, quack ducks. Two. We got two ducks.
And where are they residing, Lisa?
They live outside of the apartment. You know how we have the green, you know where the grass is? Uh-huh. They live there. So the other day, I think it might have been Monday, I think we were going to work. We were backing out, and where they were living, they were living in a puddle.
Oh my God.
Two ducks were living, they were just like sitting in the puddle right at the end of the driveway. I'm like, man, these ducks really, their GPS is way off, man. Because it's a really little lake that they've landed in, right? Now they just walk around the grass on the apartment yards.
Uh-huh.
Like they own the place.
It's not a goose, right?
Two ducks. Are not you a sure? goose. It's not a snappy, snappy goose. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Ducks, like with the green and all of that.
Should someone call someone and get them replanted to like the river, which is only like a few blocks away from where but you
here's,
live?
Okay, but here's the thing, right? They're birds. Should they not be able at some point to figure this out?
Well, obviously they think they found, you know, their paradise.
They like the sprinkler systems, right?
Oh.
They seem to like the sprinkler systems in the morning. Anyways, I've named them.
Oh,
I've given
okay.
them names. Yeah, mm-hmm. Anne and Murray.
That is That's so what. Inventive of you.
Right? Because so one inventive. Looks like a girl and one, I feel, it's a little more masculine looking, right? He's a little bit, a little more stern. How he waddles is a little more like a man, like a man waddle.
Yes, and I don't because you know exactly what a manly waddle looks like.
And I don't even know, like, can ducks be boys?
Yes.
I don't even know.
I
Friends of the
so.
Podcast, can ducks be boys or
oh,
are
Here
ducks
we go.
Just
we're
girls?
Going, no, because we're going down a lane in which we should not go down, which is discussing Why? A duck and what kind of, you know, genders they have, because we don't know because we don't know anything about ducks.
Well, I'm just saying, Anne seems a little more, she stands up a little bit taller. She seems a little bit more light on her feet. And Murray seems a little closer to the ground, and a little more stocky.
Got it.
Yeah. Right. So
uh-huh.
that's our big news, right?
You have pets.
We kind of have pets. Kind of have pet ducks.
Makes me wonder if they're hanging out around your apartment, if they're not like getting fed by someone.
I don't know. And they're not ducklings. They're like ducks.
Official ducks.
Yeah. I didn't see them today, but maybe, I mean, at some point, right, their GPS has to kick in and they got to be like, hey, I feel that this puddle is just not that exciting. And they must wonder why the puddle disappears every day, right?
Yeah.
Because it starts off as a puddle and then as its sun comes out, the puddle disappears.
Uh-huh.
They must be wondering why the lake's gone, right?
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
It's weird. It's a weird, 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 weird summer.
Well, let me know how that goes for you.
I will, right? And I'll keep you posted on Anne and Murray.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Hey, Lisa, did you know that salmon's always good for you?
It's always good for you, Samantha.
It's always good.
Right? For you. Last week on the podcast, we talked about how we were missing like the salmon roll, the salmon mold.
Uh-huh.
And then we decided this week that we just miss salmon.
Uh-huh.
We love salmon. And salmon's always good for you.
And you got salmon when we went out.
Because it's always a good thing.
Yes. And I said, hey, Lisa, salmon is always good for you.
It's always good for me, right? It's like a good food to eat, I think.
Yeah, I think it's really right. The rice and the sauce. I don't know if necessarily it's the salmon.
No, I love that too. I really love it. I love like salmon as salmon.
So it's like a trifecta of fun.
I guess so, yeah. They seem to touch on all the things that I enjoy, right? That's what I like to do. Okay, bone to pick with you.
Oh, there's no bone.
There's a bone.
There's no bone.
There's a bone.
No.
Because,
you know what? No.
We're supposed to be friends.
This is a day free of Sam getting picked on.
No.
Yes.
You picked on me.
No, I didn't. When?
With the TikTok.
No, I didn't.
The TikTok I did about diet versus lifestyle before I got my haircut? Yes,
okay,
you did.
Yes,
it's funny how you always block out when you're mean to me.
Oh my God, I didn't remember.
Right. Right? You see what it's you see what that's like to not remember things?
I forgot that it wasn't important.
Well, guess what? Apparently to me it was. Apparently to me it stuck. It hit a nerve.
Oh, okay, fine. Tell the world what I said.
Friends of the podcast, we posted a TikTok one day last week, and it was about diet versus lifestyle change. And Samantha made the cruel comment. She said, what was with your hair that day? It seemed really high.
You did. You had high hair.
I barely have hair, even when it's long hair. So how does it become high hair?
You have high, you don't, because you don't have bangs.
I have no bangs.
No, because you not, hike your bangs. You like hike your bangs.
Because they don't come down.
Because yes, they do.
They don't come down.
Yes, they do.
I was born without bangs, right? No, you weren't. Yes, I was.
No, you weren't. Oh, my God.
Yes, I was.
But it was funny. And yes, I did make mention of it. I don't know if necessarily I was, you know, making fun of you. I was just making an observation, Lisa.
Do you know
that's
look at how much
that
you...
was? Now I remember it was an observation.
Look at how much you just laugh. You're still laughing about it. So don't, when you laugh like that, it's only because you're making fun of me. That's when you laugh the most,
making,
is when you're making
I'm not
fun.
Making, no, I'm laughing because I care.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because I
right.
care.
Actually, I was actually concerned about your high hair. I was thinking, like, was something wrong with your hair that day? Because it was high. Normally it's low.
Normally it's low. Yeah.
It was a day before it was getting cut.
Uh-huh. So yeah,
it was just hair.
Closer to God. Is that what you were going? You were like, high
it
hair,
was,
closer to God.
Okay. As you know, when my hair starts, when my in-between haircuts, I overproduct. It was overproducted.
It looked a little slick, actually.
Right? It was a little overproducted. Right? And that's hard to fix. Once you got it in there, it's hard to fix it, right?
This is true. This is very true.
Because your instinct is to add more. Mm-hmm. Right? Your instinct's to add a little bit more to fix it up. And you're right. Just making it, you're just like shananaing it up and making it worse, right? Bowser from shanana, here I yeah. am. Right?
And all, and you, whatever happens to my hair, I'm always looking for like a hair tie or a hair band. And
yeah, but at least you can kind of hide yours back in an ugly bun. I have to just leave mine out there bare for the world, right?
An ugly bun. Thank you, Lisa. That's very thoughtful. And you wonder why I make fun of you.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. You call it a messy bun. I got it mixed up. I forgot what you called it. That's all. I just
point
forgot.
For, point for Lisa. Point
right,
for Lisa.
Right, right. We're going to have to get a whiteboard. Yeah. Keep track of these things. You know, that's what we're going to have to do, Samantha.
Son of a bitch. Okay. okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
You, the queen of all things, like you love a good rice and you love the rice where we go for supper.
Yes.
Is rice getting a bad rap? Like, is it as bad as pasta or worse than pasta?
I think people
pasta
think rice
is bad. Like, no offense, people, like carbohydrates live within the world. Right.
And you know what? And you're allowed to eat so many in a day.
Right.
I think the problem with carbohydrates is that most people eat them in a sandwich. And other people don't eat the sandwich and save them for their rice or their pasta.
Right.
Right? So I don't think rice should be worse than pasta, but I feel it gets a, I feel it's treated worse. Mm-hmm. I feel it's like, oh, and rice. Mm.
I just don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a great thing. I don't think that it's any different than pasta.
I don't think it's any different either.
I don't think it should be. I think it's just a carb. Can it just be a carb? Can it just fit under the category carb?
I mean, people put like white rice is bad for you. Brown rice is better. The grain rice is better. Quinoa is better.
Right. Just like the pasta is better. The brown pasta is best. No pasta is the best. You can do that with everything, right? The white bread's not good. The whole wheat bread's better. The brown bread's the best. Don't eat bread. That's the absolute best.
Oh, my God.
So I think it's carbs that the world hates.
Do you remember eating white bread and just
loving
every second of it?
I still eat white bread.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
We never made the switch. Never made the switch.
I never made the switch, people.
No, right? Because why not? It's bread. What difference is? I feel that white bread tastes fresher.
Well.
Tastes squishier.
Yeah.
It's a little gushier.
It's gushy. It's squishy.
It's gushy and squishy, right? Right? I just feel it's a, I feel it's, if I'm going to dive into the carbs, I'm going for the good stuff.
Right. So.
If I'm going to eat bad, I'm going to eat bad.
I think that we've scientifically figured out that rice, eat what you want. Pasta, do whichever you got to do. Like it's up
to you. Piece of bread, enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Like that's who we are. You're always going to get the rice. I'm always going to have the pasta.
Yeah. Just know that the carbs, it's the carbs that aren't your friend. It's not the components of the carbs. It's the overall carb.
It's how much you consume.
I guess. And I don't want to get into that because I'm sure we're over consuming.
I'm sure we are.
Right? Oh my God. I can't think of the last time I did a handful of pasta.
Neither can I.
Right. Because you don't, right? Because pasta's like, give me pasta.
Could you imagine? Okay, think of this. Okay, think of this. If you went to a restaurant and they lived by the rule of the Canada Food Guide, right?
Yeah.
Where it tells you how much meat to have, carbohydrates, vegetables, fruit, all that kind of stuff. And the restaurant followed that guide, we'd be pissed off. Because you would
be
get
so mad.
A handful of meat, you'd get a half a handful of rice, all right. The vegetables known to man, and maybe right. A side of fruit. And we would be pissed.
You'd get a big old plate of broccolini.
Right?
Right? You'd get the broccolini and nothing else really, right?
Right? Like if we followed the size guides from the Canada Food Guide, we would be pissed as people going to a restaurant.
And starving. I feel that the Canada Food Guide is not meant for adults. Right? We learn it in school. I think that's where it's meant to stay. I don't think it's meant for adults.
And it ends there.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know if you and I are the role model for the Canada Food Guide either.
Oh, I don't think so.
Right?
No, so, I don't think so.
Right? I mean, I guess we own that, right?
Because even though, again, Lisa ordered the truffle fries and I ordered the avocado dip.
Oh, don't.
Which,
don't.
By the way, the avocado dip is probably considered healthier than the truffle fries.
I would have to assume so.
I did consume all of the avocado dip because I love it.
You love it.
And it's a good fat. But my theory was proven true. I do need to say this. I did a TikTok about this last Saturday.
Wasn't true.
No, Lisa, when the server came, truffle hand, the truffle fries were in the hand closest to me. And she was like, truffle fries? And you're like, no, wait. No, wait. No, they're mine. And she's like,
I tried to
and
dodge
awkwardly,
the bullet.
Awkwardly put the avocado dip in the middle,
right?
Like it couldn't possibly be for me. Yes, the plus size person ordered the avocado dip.
Oh, I tell you, it's a sore spot for you.
You know what? We still love them. We still had a good time. But I was laughing because I'm like, what is wrong with this picture?
Right, and I dove in and tried to. Tried to steal the save.
You did.
I did my part. That's all I can do.
She was like, oh, and then I think it dawned on her what she'd done. And I'm like, and you guys are slow to react. You're slow to get it. You're slow to figure it out.
Definitely. Right. Definitely.
I'm just like, I give up.
It's so funny.
Fat girl didn't get fat from eating truffle fries, people.
Right.
Just throwing that out there for you.
Exactly.
However, Lisa.
Tread carefully, please.
She thought that the server had a crush on her. The second server. The first server, she left. She's like, I'm going home. Tap. I'm out. And we're like, okay, have a lovely evening. And then we got a lovely gentleman. And well.
He was lovely.
He was very lovely. We ordered some food and then some drinks from him. And he was just sweeping Lisa off her feet.
Folks. He was into me. Totally.
Yeah, he was into you. He thought you were special.
He never thought I was special. There's nothing to think I'm special.
I don't know, Lisa.
And this every is jealousy time, rearing its ugly head.
Every time he came by, he would like look right at her and I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
That's the connection.
He's probably thinking, she's going to give me some cash.
Right? He's probably thinking, she looks as old as my mom.
Well, at least he didn't do what the one servant did that night when he referenced his mother.
Yeah, right, and which I'm is like, good, right?
Yes, we are old enough to be your mother. However, we don't have children.
Right, so we don't really quite fall into the category.
We're not soccer moms.
No, exactly, right? Exactly. You know what? We're just always just trying to figure shit out, Samantha, right?
But it was quite delightful because every time he walked by, I'm like, Lisa, he's looking at you.
I can feel it. I can feel it. It's getting a little awkward, right?
I don't know.
Happily married.
It was highly entertaining for me.
I know. I felt that you were really enjoying yourself, actually.
I was.
Which is kind of funny. Okay, I want to talk. I want to change. I want to swerve. I want to pivot.
Pivot!
Pivot! I want to pivot! I want to talk bananas. I have a question for you.
Bananas, so that's helpful.
I have a question for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Is breaking up banana bunches at the grocery store to the exact number that you want the right thing to do?
Well, when I bought bananas, I totally did that.
But is that the right thing to do?
Yes, it is.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But they would come individually, not in a bunch.
I don't want to. What if I don't want 6 or 8 or 7 or whatever bunch they've decided to bunch into?
It doesn't matter. You can't just start breaking apart the bunches.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You're not supposed to. No, yes, or else they would come sold separate and you'd buy 4 or you'd buy 3 or you'd buy 1. I just want 1.
Banana sold separate.
Bananas sold separately, right? And they're not. They're sold as a bunch.
I don't know. I would rip them apart and not feel any worse about it at all.
Would you do this with other food? Like, do you open up the bag of potatoes and just take out like 3? I only want 3.
No, because they sell potatoes separately, dumbass.
Yeah, because they're separate. Bananas are not sold separately.
But I'm one person. One person is not going to eat 6 bananas before they go rotten. And you know how I feel about fruit.
I know that. But I'm just saying, then apparently you should not eat bananas. Or they should bring in smaller bunches of bananas. Why are they not breaking up bunches to make smaller bunches? I think your bananas. The banana bunches stay.
Well, I'm just wondering why you have so much invested in bananas. Like, what's your problem?
Like, I love bananas. You know I love bananas, right?
No, I know. And they're bad for you.
Well, no, in moderation, they're not. And we brought bananas back in moderation.
Oh, really?
But it got me thinking, all these bananas, because you could do that with every vegetable. You could do that with the grapes. Oh, I don't want that many grapes. I'm just going to make my own bag of grapes.
I do.
You're not supposed to.
I do.
Why do you do that?
Because I don't want a whole bunch of grapes. I only want a little bunch of grapes.
No.
Yes.
Friends of the podcast, weigh in on this. This is going to be a Sunday question. I feel if it's in the bunch, it needs to stay in. Keep it in the bunch.
No.
Bananas stay bunched.
There's no rules. There's no sign. There's nothing posted.
Well,
it says don't touch. It doesn't say don't touch the bananas. It doesn't say don't touch the grapes. I'm touching, I'm breaking, and I'm taking what I want and leaving what I don't.
Who decide what makes people think that that's what they're supposed to do?
Lisa. Everybody thinks that way.
At one point, only one person started thinking that way. And they told 2 friends and so on and so on and so on.
And this is how you get lonely grapes and lonely bananas.
Right. And then the grocery store is probably having to throw away a banana because look at that poor banana has got no friends.
Well, then you should just, you know, when you go shopping for bananas, you just look for that lonely banana and you bring it home and you give it a good home.
Look for a smaller bunch or eat a few more bananas.
No.
Right?
No.
Don't be so picky with your fruit.
I'm not.
Bananas stay bunched.
Okay, yes, I am picky. But no offense, I'm not going to eat 6 bananas. I'm not going to eat, like, I'll eat 2. Of course I have to break them off.
I'm going to beg to differ. I think that that's a made up rule. Bananas stay in bunches.
No, they don't.
They're supposed to stay in bunches.
I.
What if you found out that by breaking their bunch made the other bananas die quicker? What if that was the theory? What if that happened? And you're like technically killing, aiding and abetting the death of bananas.
Then there should be a sign.
Well, maybe there should be a sign.
There should be a sign. Please don't undo the bunches. They like living together.
I think you'd still undo the bunches.
Of course I would.
I don't think you'd care about the banana. Bananas' lives matter too, you know.
No, shut up.
And people don't at me. It was a joke. Right?
Stop it.
I'm just saying. Okay, fine. I'm just saying. Bananas stay in bunches in my world.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Why are we fighting over a banana?
Okay, how do we feel about carrots? Carrots come in bunches.
They stay in the bunch.
No, they don't.
You take apart all fruit. You take apart all things in the grocery store. You're a monster.
I buy celery by the stick, not by the stalk.
What are you breaking that apart too?
No, they sell those separately.
Okay, so okay, that's acceptable. That's acceptable. Right? If then you should be buying your fruit prepared by others.
I typically do.
Right, then you wouldn't run into this problem
but where you're needing to... But I wouldn't eat bananas prepared by others because that's gross.
That's fine, but they could do grapes prepared by others.
I do, and I've eaten them. It's right? Not as good as finding your own little bunch because you've you torn just off gotta other be difficult. Bunches you to just make gotta that
be
little
difficult.
Bunch.
Just got to be difficult. Just got to be difficult. Just got to be difficult. Right?
I'm just telling you what I like to do, Lisa.
You are a shopping nightmare.
I am a shopping nightmare.
Right?
Thank
when
God.
We go grocery shopping for the lake, we're going to buy a bunch. We're not breaking the bunches.
No. Well, then you better be feeling pretty good about eating all the bananas.
Yeah. Fine. Don't break the bunch.
No.
Yeah.
I'll do whatever yeah. I want.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Just calm your jets. Just calm down.
Okay. Why?
Just calm what? Down. Okay. What? Scenario. You walk into a restaurant. You're not overly excited. You change your mind. Are you walking back out? Are you staying in line and sucking it up? Are you thinking of an excuse of, oh my God, my phone just rang. I have to go. Bye. Like, what are you doing? Like, when you walk into a restaurant.
Am I sitting at the table?
No, you walk in, you change your mind, and you're like, can I walk out?
I think you can walk out if there's a lineup. I think if it's just you and you've made eye contact, what do you say to them? Sorry, I've changed my mind.
Absolutely.
I feel your chicken parm is not going to be the chicken parm of my dreams tonight.
For sure.
You would do that?
Absolutely. Break their heart. Crush them like the bug they are.
That's where we differ, right? Happy-go-lucky Lisa. Squash your spirit, Sam. Right? That should be your new nickname, Squash Your Spirit, Sam. I don't know. I'm fine walking out if the lineup's too big. I'm not, as I approach and I've made contact. Mm.
That's the rule, though. That's the rule for us, though. If there's a lineup, we don't wait. We don't care how good this restaurant is.
We don't wait for nothing. We're not waiting for nothing.
We don't wait for shit.
Mm. There's nothing good enough for me to wait for. That was an answer to last week's question. What am I too old for? Waiting.
Waiting.
Way too old for waiting. Remember when you were a teen and you'd go to the bar and you'd wait like an hour and a half in the lineup to go inside?
Not anymore.
No, I'm not waiting at all.
Screw that.
Driving right on by, actually.
Bye.
Right? So crazy. Okay, here's something interesting, Smith. I was thinking about this the other day. So where my office is, there's a washroom right across the hall. Uh-huh. You never realize how much you appreciate the washroom closest to your office until it's out of order.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you pee. Right? I feel you. Feel you. Yeah. All three bathrooms.
Then you got to start.
Where all three bathrooms that are closest to me, all under construction. I have no idea what they're doing. I don't even know what that means. And I'm like,
right.
I got to pee. I'm a woman of a certain age.
Right.
I got to pee.
Right. Now you got to start timing your pee. And you got to time your pee, right? Women of a certain age, I know that maybe I have 2.5 hours between the next pee. I got to be careful where I'm at because I'm not near the bathroom, right? I'm out of my comfort zone because my bathroom's out of order. And I'm like, as you go about your business and you're doing your stuff and all of a sudden you can feel that you're soon going to have to pee and you know I am nowhere near a bathroom. And then what do you start doing? You'd be like me and you start doing the don't pee my pants, don't pee my pants, don't pee my pants, don't pee my pants. I say that in my head until I get to the bathroom and pee. And then I'm thankful that I did not pee my pants at 53 years old. Right? Because that's always my saying, right? Because that's how I mentally prepare to not pee my pants. If I think I'm going to have an accident, don't pee my pants, don't pee my pants, don't pee my pants.
Maybe we need to be like the Swifties.
It works.
But maybe we need to be like the Swifties because apparently
I'm not wearing an adult diaper.
They're wearing adult diapers to her 3-hour concert so they don't miss anything.
I'm not doing that ever.
Isn't that like that's extreme.
It's bad enough that the day is going to come that we're going to hit our diaper years. I don't want to start it sooner than I need to.
No, I don't think so.
For really no reason, I don't think.
No.
Right? No. no. My God. Okay, here's something I was also thinking about. More bathroom talk, Samantha. Okay, our paper towel habits have come a long way over the years, right? You remember back in the 70s when we were kids and you'd stop to go to the bathroom like at a gas station or something like that, or mm-hmm. you're traveling with your parents and you'd only paper towel would be that spinny thing that had the cloth paper towel on it. Oh. And you just spun the dirty paper towel yeah. around and around for like all the people in Canada yeah. to use. So right. Gross. We've come a long way. Now we have a motion sensor. Now they don't. Now don't touch it. Now don't touch it. We went from sharing everybody's dirt on a spinner to now don't touch anything. Right?
Yeah.
Like it's weird how far our paper towel habits have come.
Okay, but I have anxiety over the dryers they have now. Will you stick your hands in them and it just goes super fast?
The skin on your hand starts moving.
Yeah.
And you get like wrinkled skin is all like, what the hell is that about?
But I have like anxiety over the fact, like I want to stay until my hands are dry, but there's right. like people waiting because it's not a paper towel where you grab it, you wipe and you walk away.
Right.
Right. You're wiping your hands as you walk away. Here right. you have to stand with your hands in the dryer. And I'm like, I want my hands dry because what's the point of the dryer if I'm just wiping it on my pants?
And I am going to say this, friends of the podcast, in my 20 plus years of friendship with Samantha, I have never seen her wipe wet hands on pants.
No, because it's gross.
I wipe wet hands on pants if they're not completely dry.
There's always
care.
A little bit of a question if you even washed your hands.
Like, yes, I do. I am the world's fastest peer. That's the problem. Probably because I'm ready to pee my pants. So there's no thinking. I just sit and pee and I'm done. Right.
But you also don't possibly wash your hands.
No, this is some horrible myth that you've made up. I wash my hands just like the next guy. I'm just quicker. You spend a lot of time in a bathroom. I'm in and out.
Because I want I'm like, I don't know what is she doing in there. Wash them appropriately.
Right. I'm like, my goal is just to get the hell out of Dodge. Right.
You're still under question.
Oh, I'm never, I shouldn't be.
Yes, you are.
I should not be under question. You are. No. And if they're not completely dry, I just give them a good wipe on my pants.
Oh, God. That's not what your pants are for.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's all I can do. It's all I can do.
That's not what your pants are for.
It's all I can do.
Okay, I'm fine. Just.
You and me. Sometimes I wish I forgot some things.
Just wait.
Okay. Right, rumor has it.
rumor has it. As we get older, we forget lots more. Okay. So if you were a kitchen appliance, which one would best represent your personality? Because you think microwave. You're the cook, the chef, the tour de force.
Oh, okay. De kitchen. Oh, that's where we're going. Okay.
If you were a kitchen appliance, what would best represent your personality?
I think I'm the microwave, just kind of laid back, get the job done, easy going, right?
You're not the microwave.
You don't think I'm the microwave? Why don't you think I'm the microwave?
You're the easy bake oven.
No, well, yes, I probably am because I come with lots of frustration, right? So I probably am the easy bake oven because I do. I come with lots of frustration. You need lots of patience with me. That's very true. That's a good observation. Which one are you?
I think I am a fridge.
No, or you need to be your coffee maker.
Oh, right? My God, I'm totally my coffee maker.
You need to be your coffee maker, Samantha, right? Because God forbid the day comes when that sucker doesn't work, right?
It's a bad, bad day.
Like the year at the lake when you broke the coffee maker?
No, you broke it. You
I didn't
broke
break it.
You broke it.
Pretty sure it was you.
You broke it.
I think it was you that broke it.
We lived without coffee. I couldn't handle it.
I know. Though, didn't we make instant?
Oh, yes. There was instant coffee. It wasn't as good.
No, because it was probably from 1970. Right? It was like Encore with chicory or something in it still. I'm like, hey, I think this is what my dad used to use. But it worked. Old. It didn't matter. I'm like, can you just drink a glass of it, please? That's what I need you to do, right?
Just yeah, I'm a coffee maker. I percolate.
Yeah, you. Oh, yeah, right.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
I'm a percolator.
And then you bubble oil over. Right? Yeah, you can. You
nope.
can.
Nope. Yep. Nope.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
All right.
Frustrated oven.
We're very argumentative today.
Easy bake oven. Oh my God. Okay. So, you know those those commercials that always be like, they showing you the medication, and if you take this, all your troubles will be gone.
Right.
But then they show you the horrible side effects.
Yeah.
And then you realize that the side effects are worse than the actual thing that you're trying to cure.
Yeah, like, what's with that, hey? Like, why, like, I want my doctor to, I want my pharmacist to tell me the side effects, not my commercial.
I don't think I want people to tell me the side effects, because then I think your brain's like, oh, we're going to produce them all.
Right. We're going to, you always believe in that.
Yeah.
Right. That's kind of true. It's funny though, like the amount of side effects, and it's like they name off, like some of those commercials name off like 150 side effects, and it's like, okay, what was this medicine for again? I forgot already.
Yeah. Because right? You're going to puke, you're going to shit, you're going to...
You could die. You're going to lose a kidney, right? Your liver's going to like not be happy with you.
Right.
Right. You're going to get a cyst on your foot. You're going to get, right? Or you're going to have dry mouth, dry lips. You're going to get herpes. You're going to get all these things, but it also might cure the cold.
Yeah.
it might make your nose feel not so stuffy.
There
I'm like,
you go.
Oh my God, I think I will keep the stuffy nose.
Yeah. We'll take that.
Stuffy nose over herpes any day. Right?
Herpes. Oh my God.
Do things like herpes still exist?
Yes.
You never hear people talking about, like, remember in the 70s, everybody talked about STDs? Like,
well, that was
she got the clap. Ooh, she got the this, she got the that.
The right? clap. Oh right? my God. The names we gave things, right, before we actually wanted to call them their actual name.
Whatever, I don't even know what the clap stands for, but remember, people got the clap, and she got the herpes, and she got the VD.
The crabs.
Right, the crab, right?
Like, what is that?
Like, bad enough that that's what they got, and now we're just going to shame you with a really ridiculous, demeaning nickname for it.
It's like the nicknames for a woman's vagina.
Right, yeah. You
right?
know,
like it's and not friend, good.
And people would just stand around and talk, and they'd be like, "You heard about Mary Lou, right? Like Mary Lou, yeah, she got the clap, right?"
Oh my God,
people knew everybody's business back then,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they'd be out in the school parking smoking area at the high school.
Oh God, yeah,
talking about all their shit. Isn't it funny how high schools? Did your high school have a designated smoking area?
Yeah, it was
even
behind.
Though. Even though, I'm sure, were we not still underage to be smoking in high school?
I do believe so. And it was always behind the gym.
Always, right? Yeah, we were at the end of a long hallway. Like, the long hallway, right?
How did kids get smokes? Because you weren't allowed to buy them. You weren't old enough. Unless you were, what is it? Was it 16 or was it 18?
I don't know if it was. It might have been 16, maybe. I think back then it was 16. But I think everybody had that one friend that looked old enough. Like we had Enrico Tinti. Enrico Tinti could he could rent a hotel. He could go to the liquor store and pull your booze.
Oh, my God.
He could do everything because he wore a trench coat. Hey, it'd be like, oh, hello, Mr. Tinti. And he'd be like, hello. Right? And he was Italian, and he was like, he just looked a little older than what we were. So it'd always be like, hey, Rico, we're thinking about having a party on Friday night. Everybody's parents are home. We're thinking of a place. He's like, why don't we just get a hotel? All right, let's rent a hotel for everybody. Right? And he'd go in and rent a hotel because he didn't need a credit card back then. Everybody just pooled your money.
Oh my God.
Right? And then you'd rent a hotel, and somebody would leave the water on in the shower. And then
how old was this guy?
Oh, same age as us.
Oh my God.
He just looked a bit older, right? Just looked a bit older.
Can't do that shit now.
Can't do that shit now, Samantha. Mm-mm.
No, no, no.
No.
But you know what we can do, Lisa?
Tell me.
We can kick TV dads to the curb.
Oh my goodness, right? Again, dear friends of the podcast, you knew it was a Father's Day special, right? Because we were really aggressively kicking people to the curb, right? And you got to be careful saying that, because I don't remember who it was. Somebody said something about Mr. Seaver, and I replied, let's kick him to the curb. And a Facebook message, Facebook police came on and said, this is harassing and could be threatening, this comment. Do you want to delete it now? And I'm like, oh, yes, I do. I'm like, dear Facebook people, dear Facebook cops, you got anything else better to do today? Because there's bigger shit happening in the world than Lisa Gibson saying, let's kick Jason Seaver to the curb. Because guess what? He already dead. Right? He already dead. God. I can't hurt him. He dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, isn't that funny?
That is.
People hated growing pains. I hated growing pains, too. The growing pains
well,
dad.
They kicked Jason Seaver and Tim the Tool Man. Nobody liked him either.
No.
And Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
Nobody watched Modern Family.
No, apparently not.
Apparently that is not our demographic, right?
It is not our demographic.
No, right?
And nobody touched Happy Days. Like that's
of course not.
Good.
That's like kicking good. Ward Cleaver to the curb, right? You can't do right? that.
But people, there was a couple people who didn't appreciate the Brady.
Mike Brady.
Guy.
Yeah, who doesn't like Mike Brady?
People who didn't grow up in the 70s?
I guess so, right? I guess so. Seemed a little bit odd. So that was fun, right? Always fun with the Facebook.
Always fun.
I love it. I love what people say in their comments.
One's gotta go.
Okay, but here's something interesting. You know, our friend Adam from the Odd Dad Out podcast.
Yeah.
Friends of the podcast, go check out his podcast, What Odd Dad Out. He sent us a TikTok today and it was a video.
Uh-oh.
And he thinks it would be the perfect exercise tool. And it is, remember we tried this once, but we didn't really put our heart and soul into it. Remember that skipping thing that went on our ankle? Only now, this one, it has a counter.
Oh my God.
Counts your skips.
Excellent.
And I was looking at the video and I was looking at the kids skipping. Uh-huh. We can do this. We can do it better than what we did before.
Off you go.
Let's do this. Let's skip. With the ankle thing. Like, remember as a kid, I think I had the apple or the lemon, right? It was a fruit of some sort, wasn't it? Yeah, it was a fruit.
I do believe you figured out a way to be lazy with it.
I was able to just step over it.
Yes, that wasn't in any way, shape or form what you were supposed to do with it.
No, but now I'm saying I'm willing to try. If we get the right ones, maybe we try it.
All right, off you
People
go.
People are wanting us to hula hoop again.
Oh my God, I'm not hula hooping and trying
you
to
dance saw that,
at the
hey?
Same time. I'm
you
not
saw
doing
that,
that,
right?
I'm not doing that. I'm However, never going to know how to no. do the Tina Turner dance and hula hoop at the same time. I do not want to take my back out and then my hips gone. And then all of a sudden I'm down on the ground. Like, there's no need for that.
I feel that Jenny Knott should do that.
Oh my God, Jenny Knott would be fabulous.
Jenny Knott would be awesome. We should send her a message. And I think somewhere hidden in the HHG, she's a hula hooper.
I think she is too.
I think she can hula hoop, right?
You know what? You know, this makes us good leaders, Lisa, because we are so quick to delegate.
We are delegating the hula hoop thing to other people. Right?
We are so quick to delegate.
Right? So maybe we will reach out to Jenny Knott. If she doesn't listen to us, and we'll say, hey, Jenny, we got something for you. And I think she would do it.
I think she would do it, too.
Right? I think she would do it. Right? And maybe that would tie everybody over. She'd be like our pinch hitter, right?
I think so. That would be great.
We have a designated hitter for this event, right? That's so funny. On, did you watch this week? Did you watch Kelly and Mark? Have you been watching it this week?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you see the one where they were like playing Is It Cake?
No, I didn't see that part. I've watched
Mikey
the
Day?
Show though. Yeah.
Okay. So the Gibsons we've been watching the show since it first started, right? We love it, right? Is It Cake? I think it's the coolest concept, right? Like these people are so talented to be able to tell if it's cake. They played it. But what I think is that we should do our own version of it. Because you know what my show would be called? Of course it's not cake. I can't bake. Right? I take the guessing right away. Is it cake? Of course it's not cake. I can't bake.
Lisa, that's not much of a show.
But it would be fun. I could try to make it cake. It could start out as cake. I could try and make the molds. I can try and do the coffee maker.
No. No, but then it's I'm going to just have the coffee.
I know.
It's hard to make it look like as real as the item.
So my thing would be, you'd be thinking, is it cake? And I'd be like, of course it's not cake because I can't bake. And I would just have the real item. I would actually have the Nike running shoe. Of course it's not cake. It's a running shoe. I can't bake.
That's not exciting.
You don't think that would be fun?
No,
because people would all be like, ooh, which one is cake? Which one? And they would be, and people would be wrong every single week.
And then they would.
I could offer $1 million prize. No. $1 million if you guess which one is cake. You all lose.
No, because that would be a fake show because nothing would be cake.
Yeah. So nobody wins the money because there's no cake.
That's not cheating.
Nobody wins. Nobody won the money because there was no cake. You didn't guess. Is it cake? Cheating. Of course it's not cake. Right?
It's called cheating.
It's not cheating. It's just getting around it. Just working around the details. I don't think it's cheating.
Nope. It's called
cheating. You're always so by the book, Samantha.
I know. Isn't that weird? Hey? Like, you know, let's be honest with people. No.
I want to be honest with people, but it's not that. Okay. Don't make it like that. Right? It's not that I would rather not. Of course, I'd rather be honest with people.
Yes,
but if there's, a loophole, we can find a loophole.
There's no loophole with this. You're lying.
I'm not.
You're cheating people out of money because there is no cake within all of your things.
So what I'm saying is that if you can guess the cake, I'll give you $1 million.
There's no cake to guess because you haven't put a cake in.
Right. So I guess you're not going to win the money.
Lying.
Right? So I guess you're not going to win.
Oh my God. Why is your first instinct always to lie?
No, it's not.
Oh my God.
I'm just finding a loophole.
Ugh.
So we can have a great game show without having to give away the prize.
I need you to stop talking about your ridiculous idea. I need you to stop talking.
Okay. I'm just saying, Samantha.
No, there's no just saying. It doesn't make sense.
Really?
Get that damn idea out of your head.
Is this cake? Of course it's not cake.
It's not. It's not.
Because I can't bake.
It was never cake.
Fair enough.
It was never cake.
It was never cake.
So prank. It's a prank.
So you're not winning the prize. Sorry, it was not cake because I can't bake. Of course it's not cake. Right? Right?
You sound ridiculous.
What about if you just had one item? It was just a one-time guess. You have a 50-50 chance of guessing.
Oh my God.
Whether or not it's cake. It either is or it's not. One item.
Uh-huh.
It would just never be the cake.
Uh-huh.
But the world wouldn't know that. So people would come on thinking, I have a 1 in 2 chance of winning $1 million. One out of two chances of winning $1 million.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Here's the item. Is it cake?
Stop talking.
It's not cake. Because I can't bake. I think it would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Woo!
And then you could up it, right? And then like every 6 months you could be like, the grand prize has not been won. It's going to be $10 million. Is it cake? One guess and one guess only. If you guess it right and it's cake, you get $10 million. But you're not going to guess it right because it's not cake.
Oh my God. Did you chew an edible before we started podcasting?
I did not.
Because that's the only way we're going to explain this shit.
I think that just sounds like such a fun game.
It's not. Oh my God. Okay.
All right, Samantha, we better move on.
Enough.
Too funny.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Go smoke a doobie. Maybe that'll be funny.
Oh, Samantha.
Lisa, because you love a good rumor. You like you like a little bit of gossip.
Yeah.
You like to know the skinny.
I like to know the skinny.
Right. If you could be a fly in the wall, who would you want to listen in on?
Oh, anybody?
Yeah.
I want to listen in on Donald Trump.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's who I want to listen in on right now.
That'd be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, because dear the world, why can't we just say to Donald Trump, instead of spending all the money we're about to spend, take him through the justice process, just say, actually, you know what? Because of your charges, you're not going to be able to run for president. We've decided to not make you go to jail. You're going to pay a bajillion dollars in fines and never run for president. Thank you. And we're done.
But you would like to listen in on some conversations. Is that
I would like to
hoping?
Hear some conversation before he just pays, before he writes the check.
You know who I would want to be listening to?
Who?
His wife.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah. She's right now, she's wishing she would have left him already. That's what I'm thinking.
That's what I'm thinking. That would be fun.
I think that would be a good one for sure. Samantha, do you ever think that people have gone too extreme with their closets or their garages? I saw a show and it was like about people's, like about their space. And It's so crazy. Does it seem a little extreme for your clothing?
More is more.
More is more. Do you need more for more?
Apparently.
Really, hey?
Mm-hmm. Some people's closets I've seen, they're like an whole entire room dedicated to all their clothing with like benches and like little thing in the middle, a little
right. Like you could have friends over for a tea party.
They got a TV in there. It's very entertaining.
Right. Like I don't want to live in my closet. Seems well, and extreme.
And garages are like man caves.
Yeah. Like it just seems a little extreme to me.
With all the bells and the whistles.
You know, it just seems like a lot.
But do you think people use them as much as, you know, they would if they were just a normal closet or a normal garage?
I don't think so, because you don't want to mess it up.
Right.
Right? You don't want to mess it up. So why am I, it's just for look only, right?
That seems sad.
It seems sad. It seems weird. I saw a new thing on the TikTok today.
Uh-oh.
It's a TikTok sensation. So let me know if you are yay or nay to this. It's called the Caesaroni. The Caesaroni, what it is it combines a Caesar salad and a pizza into like a panzerotti. It's described as pepperoni pizza and Caesar salad living in harmony inside a type of bun.
Is it really, though, harmonious?
I think it could be. But it depends, because you want hot. You're going to say no because you don't like hot salad. Right? Although, remember that one time we went to a restaurant and they served Caesar salad warm and it was okay.
It was okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
So do you
but it was different. It was different.
It was different. It was different.
It was different. Yeah. Okay. So as my nose crinkled up at the thought of like warm lettuce.
Right.
I don't like lettuce in a sandwich to begin with.
No, you don't.
I think it's messy and it just causes problems.
Right. It's problematic. It's totally problematic.
Lettuce causes problems.
Right. And by that, you mean if there's a chance that I'm going to spill something on my shirt, it's because of the lettuce.
It's because of the lettuce. Okay.
I just wanted to get that straight. That's what I thought.
I feel the same about a tomato. I am an equal opportunist in things that go into a sandwich.
Right. And you're probably going to go a little less on the sauce in public too.
I feel pepperoni yum in a panzerotti, double yum with lots of mozzarella and pizza sauce. Throw in some salad. No, I don't.
You wouldn't
don't
do the Caesaroni
in my life. I don't need a warm Caesar salad stuffed in with pepperoni and mozzarella cheese.
So you're saying, so you are a hardcore no to the Caesaroni.
If I wanted it to taste like Caesar salad, I would just throw in Caesar dressing.
You know, I would try it.
Yeah, because you try icky things.
I would try icky things.
A panzerotti. You like that shit.
Oh, I love a panzerotti so
much.
I
don't mind a panzerotti. I just don't understand why lettuce has to be warm.
Ideally, I don't want the lettuce in there. But if it's like the Caesaroni, maybe I do. I don't know.
Are you throwing in a crouton? Like, are bacon bits being part of this party?
I would take the bacon bits.
Do we have Parmesan cheese? Do we have anchovies? Yeah. Like, how much of a Caesar
anchovies.
Is this?
I think it's a Caesar salad. In it goes.
So now is everybody making like... But is everybody now making a Caesaroni? Is that like the big new thing to
That's
watch
the big
on
sensation.
TikTok?
Yeah, Caesaronis. I know, right? Just saying.
And who's okay, but for you, little miss, I don't eat hot things in the summer.
Pizza's different.
How's it different? This is a panzerotti. It's like
pizza. Pizza items are totally exempt from that rule.
You have never made pizza exempt from the summer rule.
Pizza, I don't eat it, but I certainly would. I would eat pizza in the summer. I wouldn't turn pizza down for anything, anytime.
Pasta,
not in the summer.
Pasta.
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 Pasta. Pasta. Pasta.
What?
Pasta. Why are you saying it like it's like with a U? Pasta.
It's a pasta.
Pasta.
Pasta. Pasta. It's pasta. Pasta. It's pasta. Pasta. I want some coffee.
Okay, ready?
Let's
play my sister's game. Ready? Data or data?
Data.
Data. Caramel or caramel?
Caramel.
Pasta or?
Pasta.
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 Sounds like you're throwing up. Pasta.
Bruschetta. Pasta. Bruschetta.
Or just bruschetta.
Bruschetta.
This is because all of a sudden, whenever there's Italian food, you automatically think you're a fake Italian person.
I do. Charcuterie.
And you're not.
Charcuterie. Right.
Or charcuterie slash character board.
Charcuterie. Charcuterie.
Right, you do. You're all, yes, you totally think that somewhere inside you is an Italian Nona.
Yes. Nona.
Waiting to come out. I'll get a meatball.
Yeah, the meatballs.
Right? That's what you would say. If you were ordering, I would say, oh, I'll have the meatballs. You'd Panzerati. Be like, I'll get the meatball. Right.
Can I get a Panzerati?
I'd get a Panzerati.
Mucho bello.
I don't even know what that is.
Ciao.
Right? So I'm like, you're weird that way, Sam. You're weird, right? You're weird that way.
I don't care.
I know. It's what makes you you. Right? All the weirdness.
Uh-huh. Okay, go eat your weird Caesar...
Caesaroni.
Whatever.
Just curious.
All right. Why don't you go make one, right. Chef?
I don't have the ingredients, Chef. Right?
Because you're fake.
I'm not a fake chef.
Yes, you take
a little bit. I take some time off in the summer, thank you.
You do not.
I don't do my barbecue grilling contest till later in the summer.
You can't take time off from doing nothing, Lisa.
It's
still nothing.
My competition isn't till later in the summer, so I'm just like still preparing, thinking of my ideas, things like that.
If you were really on the ball, you'd have a lake edition.
Well, maybe we will have a lake edition.
No. There's no we in that statement. There's no we.
Maybe we're gonna have a lake cookoff, a summer cookoff, or something.
I think I'd win,
don't know.
But you know, whatever.
I don't know. How was your milky macaroni?
How was your horrible character plate?
At least I got off my ass to make a character plate so you would eat.
You hacked that pork. Because
that's my trademark, right? That's my trademark. Rough.
No, it's not.
Yes. Right? Rugged. It's a rugged plate.
Rugged. Yes. Okay.
Right?
Yes. Please explain.
Yeah.
Please explain.
It's rugged.
All right, weirdo. What's something you hope will never change?
What's something I hope will never change? Christmas.
Why?
I hope that never changes. Because I think it's important to have. I want to have Christmas.
You want to have Christmas.
Okay. That's all. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. Why? What about you?
I hope that books never change.
Oh, I hope books change.
No, I know that.
I hope they don't exist anymore.
People
I'm wondering why they haven't become extinct yet. Right? They should be extinct by now.
You know what I think is really funny is that anything that you don't like, you think shouldn't exist anymore. Even though a million quadrillion other people think it should still exist.
A million quadrillion. So, that's a big number.
A million quadrillion. It's a big number, Lisa. There's lots of people who still would read a book.
It's a lot of people. Samantha, do you believe we need to tip the fast food workers?
I don't know. Depends what they're doing, maybe.
Like the Subway sandwich artist? She makes your sub and then you go to pay at the end of her lineup and do you skip the tip or do you hit tip?
I think the last time I was in Subway, I tipped.
I hit skip the tip.
You suck.
I skipped the tip.
Why do you skip the tip?
Then we need to make a rule where every profession gets tipped. Why are we picking and choosing what professions get tipped? You know how I feel about this, right?
Yes, I know you do.
Right? I feel for many years I worked in retail, which was, despite contrary belief, not a well-paid job. Never once got a tip.
Oh my God.
We would spend hours with you, clean up your mess, get you your shit. We would do all of that, wait on you hand and foot. Not a $5 tip ever.
No. Not even a cup of coffee.
Nothing, right? And we wouldn't expect it. But I make your sub. So either everybody gets tipped or nobody gets tipped. That's how I feel.
Oh, radical.
Uh-huh. That's radical a big stand, thoughts. Hey? It's a big stand.
That's why people like work in restaurants, because really the tipping is what makes your day.
Right.
It's not the minimum wage that barely pays for gas in your car.
Do people who work in the restaurant make minimum wage?
Probably.
So they're making minimum wage just like the person who's working at the Tim Hortons.
Right.
The person who's working and doesn't have the opportunity to make tips.
Yeah. For some reason, we've designated restaurants, people who serve you food.
Right.
The place to tip.
Right. The lady or man who cuts your hair.
Oh, yes.
The person who gives you a massage or does your toenails or your fingernails.
Right. Oh, right. Lisa, but yeah, you go
oh my and the God. lady who helps you pick out your new glasses, no tip.
Stop. Lisa's making a really valid point. Oh,
making
my
a valid
God.
Point here.
The earth has stopped spinning.
Thank you.
Lisa has made a valid point.
Right. Right? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Right? Like the lady who helps you pick out your glasses, no tip.
No tip.
Right? When you go to get an oil change, tip?
No.
No tip.
No tip.
Right?
The guy who pumps your gas at the co-op?
Usually no tip.
No tip.
No tip. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So it's just weird.
I know.
How we've determined who's worthy of a tip. And who isn't?
Uh-huh.
I totally understand if all you... No, I know. I totally don't understand and other than either everybody should make tips or nobody should get tips.
Right.
Right? So I get why you want to be a waitress. I totally get why you want to be a waitress in a fancy upper class place.
For sure.
I totally get it.
I totally get it too.
But I don't know. I've sold some really, really high-end clothing to people. No tip.
No tip.
Right? No tip. Right?
Nada.
It's weird. It's just weird. That's all I'm going to say about that.
All right. You've made a very good point, though, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So did you hear about T. Swifty? Hey, she swallowed a bug during one of her performances.
No, I didn't hear that.
I saw the video. She did it like a champ. She recovered and then she fessed up. She's like, I just ate a bug. And I was like, that's gross. That's gross.
That's disgusting.
But then it got me thinking, like, which insect would you pick to eat if you had to?
The only insect I could ever maybe eat would be an ant.
Yeah.
That's the only one. I can't do a fly. It's too big.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe an ant. But I really probably wouldn't want to take money for any insect. I'm good.
Yeah, but it just, but apparently, you know, bugs are good protein.
I get it. But I don't want to eat a grasshopper.
No, you don't want to eat a grasshopper.
I don't want to go to a foreign country and eat a scorpion. I don't want to do any of that sort of, like, I'm good. I am good, right? Totally fine without that stuff in my life.
I'm totally okay if I never eat one of those.
I never need to experience scorpions. They're delicious. They taste like, I don't care.
Yeah. I wonder what bug she ate though. Like, that's just gross.
Probably like, maybe like a fly.
Oh God, I hope it was
mosquito. Like maybe a mosquito.
Oh yeah.
Because she's always outside, right?
Yeah. She has been doing stuff in the rain.
Yeah. She's a trooper.
She's plucky, I tell ya.
She's a trooper. That's for sure. Okay. Here's something for ya. Mr. Misty or 7-Eleven Slurpee?
7-Eleven Slurpee.
Oh, Mr. Misty.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Oh, my God. It's like a slush puppy. It's like a slush puppy.
I don't like slush puppies either. It's too much ice.
No, it's so good. Oh. Like the Mr. The thing is, the 7-Eleven Slurpee is so dependent on the temperature. The Mr. Misty Slushy is perfect every single time.
Oh, well, but if you get the perfect 7-Eleven Slurpee, the Coke, the cream soda, the Coke, you just layer it so.
You know, I don't support you with that, with your weird Slurpee habits, right? Yeah. No, like every now and like today, actually, Mike got us each like a Slurpee, and it was like I had a small Pepsi Slurpee, and I quite enjoyed it because it was just enough. Mm-hmm. But I'd still take a Mr. Misty over it.
I just don't understand the draw to a Mr. Misty.
Mr. Misty, like the lemon lime or the blue raspberry.
Oh my God, I knew you were gonna say blue raspberry.
Right, those are my favorites. Right,
I don't get it. I don't get you.
I don't get you.
Don't they put ice cream in the Mr. Misties?
Not if you ask them not to.
But they do.
I don't want ice cream in mine. I think they changed it up a little bit. I get my ice cream in mine. That's not true.
I think you might change your mind on the Mr. Misty if you had a frozen root beer.
Yeah, maybe. I might go with the frozen root beer.
Damn, that frozen root beer was good.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. Haven't got there yet. Right? Thanks for doing that without me.
It stayed frozen the whole time.
Nice.
Sweet.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
But you can have your Mr. Misty because I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's fine. That's okay. Just means two extra. Just means two stops on the way to the lake. One at the 7-Eleven, one at the Dairy Queen.
You better. No. You know what I like when I go to the lake.
I know. You get a ginger ale Slurpee.
Oh my God. The co-op had ginger ale Slurpees.
That's your gig.
And I was like, stop it. Shut up.
Yep. That was your gig. You were all over it.
It was brilliant. It's brilliant.
You were all over that bad boy.
I was because it was delicious. Okay. I came across some stuff, Lisa, and it didn't make sense to me. And I thought, I'm gonna ask Lisa.
Okay.
Do these phrases make any sense? I slept like a baby.
No, because babies don't sleep.
Right.
Right. I feel I sleep like a baby.
You sleep intermittently and then you cry a little sleeping. Bit and then you get mad right? And then you need a bottle.
And then I'm mad and then I pee. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I feel I sleep like a baby for
sure. Yeah, you do. You definitely do. The only person you can trust is yourself.
I don't even understand that phrase.
That's horrible, because then that means you trust nobody. How do you live your life that way?
Right. That's kind of like living in a hole in the ground.
That's like horrible. That's like the worst.
I don't like
that. It's very negative. Why would you say that? The only person you can trust is yourself. Don't give that advice to people.
That's a bad advice.
It's bad advice.
Don't give it.
When you're saying goodbye to somebody, do you say, don't be a stranger?
No.
Why would you say that? They're not a stranger.
I think you say that if you think you haven't seen them for a while.
But don't go, like, just because they're going away and you might not see them for a while doesn't mean that when you see them again or that they go away and they don't contact you that they're a stranger. You know them. You already know them.
You've already gotten past the stranger part.
Unless you're playing the memory game like Lisa and you don't remember anything.
Then I don't remember them.
And you don't remember them.
Don't be a stranger.
Then technically.
You're a stranger.
Right.
They'd be then it works. So I think that one, it can go either way.
No, I think it's wrong. Don't be a stranger. That sounds ridiculous.
Don't be a stranger.
Okay. This one though. It's deja vu all over again.
I don't get, what does that even mean?
That means like you've experienced this before.
Oh, like a dream.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about the weird dream I had about you the other night?
Yes, that's very weird, Lisa. Stop watching TikToks in the middle of the night.
Friends of the podcast, I need to share.
No. No, you're not sharing.
I won't share, but it was just a funny dream.
It was a very weird dream.
Yeah, it was weird. Not like creepy weird, though. Uh-huh. Now I feel like I got to justify that since you won't let me share it. Thank you. Uh-huh. Right? Okay, what's your other one? I see you've got, we'll cross that bridge.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
Well, cross that bridge when we come to it. Like, I don't want to talk about it. We're only going to have to talk about it when it's
absolutely necessary.
If it ever comes back again.
Right. Then we'll talk about it. I think that's what it means. Yeah.
I think that's called avoidance.
I think those are weird things, Samantha.
That's like they're weird. Why would? But yeah. They're phrases that we all say. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
It's like,
yeah, for sure.
We'll deal with it later.
Yeah, that was a certain. That was
maybe.
Definitely
maybe if we cross that bridge,
right?
Yeah. Whatever bridge that might be.
Right. Don't count your eggs before they hatch.
What?
What's that? Is that the phrase? Don't count your eggs before they hatch.
Oh, yes.
Is that a phrase?
Yeah, right? I think so.
I think back in like the 1800s, everybody was about a weird phrase.
Well, it's like winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Right? Ugh.
I know you hate that one.
I hate phrases, actually. Unless, is it cake? Of course it's not cake. I can't bake.
Stop.
Right?
Uh-huh. Okay, we're walking away from that one, Lisa.
All right, fine. We're backing away. We're backing
all right.
away.
What's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at people who drive and don't use their blinker.
Oh, good one.
But can you put your signal light on, please? You're changing lanes. It was like a basic rule, like stopping. But like, are we too lazy to click it? Like we're just moving a lever. Just moving a lever.
Yep, that's it. Right? That's all.
It's not hard. Right? It solves a lot of problems if everybody would just do it.
Right?
That's what I'm shaking my head at.
All right. I think there's
I think there's no driving etiquette.
Oh my God, it's totally out the window.
Right?
We've become very aggressive.
Zipping in and out.
Yeah, we've become very aggressive in our post-pandemic days.
Yeah, right? We've got a lot of driving angst.
We do have driving angst.
Yeah, in like little spaces. It's like, slow, calm down. Calm down.
And my pet peeve, my shake my head, is people who don't do the speed limit in the construction zone. And then they're tailgating you through the whole thing. Because going the speed limit and they don't want to. Even
and
though
breathing down your neck.
All the signs say if you don't go the speed limit, you're going to get a fine.
You're going to be in big, big trouble. Right? You're going to be in big, big trouble. I shake my head at that too.
I gave a guy a finger today because he was tailgating me through the whole thing. And I'm like, I need you to stop doing that, dude. Because
nobody
needs
following the law.
Yeah.
Nope.
Nobody needs
That's how accidents happen. That's how people get killed in bikes that we don't see. That's how kids run out and we don't see and we hit people. Like that's like, we just need to be more careful.
I agree. I totally agree. I don't know.
My head with you.
Is it summer that creates this because we're freewheeling? There's no snow?
Maybe. A little bit of cabin fever, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. Right?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's maybe it. That's I don't know.
Okay. All right. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. You just might find it being mentioned during an episode. And now you guys, you know where you can find us. So you should let your friends know where they can find us too and get them to, you know, come to our Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or our TikTok pages. All you have to do is enter I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and boom, there we are. Boom, there it is.
There we are. Oop, oop, there we are.
So bring your friends, bring your family, bring people who you think need a laugh to the podcast. We would love for people to listen to us and get to know us a little bit and, you know, join our community of fun, loving people. Totally. Because we all love a good laugh.
Everybody needs a little bit of laughter.
Right? And we do have Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And we just want to thank John Domingo for helping us out with our podcast and making us sound great week after week. He is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John. Samantha, another week done.
Another one in the books.
Another one bites the dust.
Ooh, another
all right,
one,
anything,
John,
else, anything, one. Anything else what? You want
to
add?
I'm trying to sing and you butt in. I have to listen to you sing.
All the time. Ugh. That's how this friendship goes.
It's just life is not fair.
Samantha, always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.